What's up, everybody? We are back. Like, literally, we are back with a crazy big bang. Like, yo, man, I have missed you guys. Hope you all are good. I mean, this is Danny the Storyteller, and welcome back to a revamped Just Chat Podcast 2.0. Assalamu alaikum, guys. yo, guys. Morocco. Thank you so much for subscribing and tuning in, guys. We have Morocco as the new podcast listeners. I thank you to them, man. It's been a long time coming. Yeah, we literally have 425 listens. We are growing, guys, from 300 and what, because the last time I checked was 325. Yeah, so we have 100 added. What's up, everybody? Hope you all are doing good. My name is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Daniel. As always, welcome to Just Chat Podcast. This is where we definitely get mental and talk about issues that affect us mentally, you know, thinking. Every single thing that we do in our lives is definitely mental. Yeah. I have missed you guys so much. I hope you're doing good from wherever you're tuning in. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to where you are. I have so much to tell you guys, but today we are talking about something that's really, really, really close to my heart, and recently actually quite discovered quite a lot about, you know, transitioning and growing as your personal brand and your personal craft. So today we are gonna pose a question, and here's the question. You know, we don't beat around the bush, guys. You know that, right? So if I can have whatever I want, like literally, if I can have whatever I imagine, this world, in this universe, whatever, what do I want? What do you want? Yeah, I mean, what do you want? You know, because wait, guys, I have to say this. So I came back yesterday, but I passed by somewhere, and it was just like a nice chiller, you know. I just wanted to, you know, loosen up and chill and just feel the beautiful nature around me. So it was around 11 a.m. if I'm not wrong. Yes, it was around 11 a.m. guys, I'm about to pop. Sorry. Yeah, so it was about 11 a.m. so I was just, you know, come in the house, freshen up, then be like, yo, I need to go out, let me just take a morning walk. So I went, chilled. I was actually listening to something about self-discipline and, you know, you wanting to actually grow in your life, and an era of you wanting to be financially independent and stuff. But this is totally out of topic, guys. Listen, so let me sip some water, guys. So yesterday I'm in this chilled area, a forest, a dam. It's really beautiful, but the only things that are there is a pack of dogs. So I'm a dog lover. I do love dogs. I do have dogs myself. Rest in peace to my beautiful baby girl. She passed on last, you know, how many weeks is it? It's 2 weeks and a few days when we euthanized her. She had anemia, so basically we couldn't do anything at that bit of moment. It was quite sad, but yo, the happiness is she is literally everywhere right now. So anyway, I know you won't, yeah, sorry, I have a lot, guys, I'm excited. Anyway, so I saw a pack of dogs and I kind of did my own Nat Geo type of observation. It was really interesting, guys. I have never had like an up close and personal, you know, moment with dogs. They were about 9. Yes, they were about 9. I'm just trying to remember. And it's a mating season. So you can tell, you know, dogs barking and howling and, you know, fucking each other up just because they want to get the price, and the price is the female, the bitch over there. So one thing I noticed, out of the 9, only one was female, literally. So I do know in wolf packs have a couple of females, but in dogs I saw one female. And if one thing that I've always learned from the documentaries and watching and also observing dogs is that the female is always the alpha. Like, she's the alpha female. There's an alpha male and an alpha female, but the female is mostly the one who calls the shots. Like, she is your... Female dogs are vicious, trust me. So here's the thing. Those dogs were not mating in turns. You know, I was like, yo, wait, is this like an orgy or what's happening? So I took my time not to judge and observe. So I did see quite interesting things. Number one, there's an alpha male. Like, he's the one to do the bidding. Like, he is the one to literally, you know, get in there, do the jing-jong thing. And yeah, and the rest are just watchers. So it's true, we have alphas, betas, and omegas. So there was one omega, man, nilikuwa namhurumia, because he was literally on the side, like he wasn't around the pack. Well, I do understand that betas don't really have a say. They're probably dogs from other packs that have come and tried joining, so they have a long way to go before they actually become a trustee. So he was basically more of away, like just chilling. So you feel bad, but it's nature, you know, it's a circle of life. So yeah, so there's this black dog. It looked like a Doberman, but it was more of like a crossbreed. It was just, you know, roaming around the nice, you know, nature, and he saw. So he wasn't really minding what was happening. He'll go to mind business, yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden, so the male allowed another. No, hold up. So the male allowed, I think it's his first son, like the first from the original beta, like the right hand man to the alpha male, literally did the jing-jong. Like, yo, they were just observing. And good thing it got stuck inside. Like, okay, not stuck, but it happened. And one fascinating thing I noticed, they barked but didn't bite. They were just like, the alpha was like, back off, you know, don't do this. So he sniffed, and then after the session was out, the dogs just sat down and howled. It looked like a weird ritual, guys. Like, that was mental. That fucked me up for quite a minute there, you know. Like, damn, they howled. They really looked good. I didn't want to take a video because I'd have, you know, scared them away or like created attention, and I didn't want them to know I was there. So I was practically incognito. I was not that close. I was just like a few meters away, and I stayed there for quite some time, for about not three hours, because I remember I got back to the house around 2 p.m. there. So yeah, it was an interesting thing, and I got to learn something from it. Yo, like, things, the circle of life is really intense, and it's actually quite, it brings me to our life. Like, yo, not sexual life, don't get me wrong. If you want to listen to the sexual life, just go back to my podcast and listen to Sexual Affair. Yeah, it's right down there, I think episode something there. So yeah, what was I saying, guys? I missed you, man. Yeah, you might think I'm high, but I'm not. I'm just happy. Like, I'm just genuinely, literally very rejuvenated and happy. So, back to our question, before I get to the point of about the dogs and stuff. The question was, if I can have whatever I literally desire or imagine, what do I want in life? You know, in someone else's life, I might want something from someone, you know, or for someone. So coming back to the basics, if you're tuning in for the first time, by the way, come on, tune in mara kwanza, thank you so much, welcome. We have a lot of banter over here. We just practically talk about a lot of things. So this is a follow-up from my podcast called The Transition, which is the most recent one. The other one I did was mini segments. By the way, guys, there's something I'm starting called mini segments. This is basically us having crazy interactions. So it's not long, it's just a 2-minute question where you reply either on voice text or SMS. Just go there. It's the most recent post. Just go down there and listen to it and, you know, comment on what you want. We can definitely make a podcast out of it. Trust me. No cap. Yeah. Anyway, so here in Kenya, every Monday is practically a holiday now because we have protests. And protest is because of the high cost of living. And one thing about me is that it does affect all of us. I mean, even if you don't go and protest, it will affect you one way or another. But what difference does it make if you only depend on the government to give you, you know, that money? I definitely know don't get me wrong, we do need that money. We do need the government. We do need so many things from them because they're the ones who actually, you know, make things run. But aren't the common wananchi or like the citizens, basically people who can actually earn their own living from, you know, other streams? Yeah, other streams. Yeah, but anyway, that was just a by the way. So we have protests. Monday's a holiday, chilling in the house. Boring as fuck. But yeah. So basically, if you're new here, this is what we do. Now back to the main topic. Imagination. What is imagination? Well, imagination in my definition, or from what, you know, we learned and in school and the dictionary and the layman's language, you know, the ghetto talk and stuff, is imagination is a vivid picture of you being somewhere, a happy place, a sad place. Imagination is majorly very positive, actually, because yes, we do imagine negative things, but imagination is really based on our sensory organs and our visual and our brains. So we tend to think a lot, and when you think, you process, and when you process, you either manifest or you just put it back there in your conjunction and you're like, I'm just gonna place this for later and tutarudi tu baadaye and we'll figure it out. But anyway, imagination is more of a vivid picture in your mind of who you want to be, where you want to go to, where you want to be, who you want to be around, and what you actually want to manifest at the end of it all, you know. But here's the thing, it never ends. Like, guys, thinking never ends, imagining never ends. So these are actually some of the things I actually learned from my self-discipline, or, you know, audiobook that I was listening to yesterday. So it's actually quite interesting that self-discipline is literally, like, self-discipline is the master key to success. Guys, there is literally no cheat code to succeeding. Literally no cheat code to succeeding, guys. And if you actually can manifest, and if you want whatever you want, and if you can imagine it and actually comes, then you definitely need self-discipline. And with self-discipline, it's really deep. Because it's not only about you waking up, showering, and all that stuff. It really takes a lot from you, and it really demands that our behavior should be governed by the images of our success. So this is where we come with imagination. I can imagine. So I sit down, you know, you're seated there in the couch or driving your car right now, or in the shower. There's a friend of mine who told me he listens to me in the shower. This is just weird. People are very funny, but yeah. So a couple of friends, actually, not just him, yeah, a couple of friends. So if you can definitely imagine or have a governed behavior of the images of you succeeding, then what essentials do you actually need for you to actually succeed? You know, I mean, you want it, right? Then if you want it, then you definitely have to have some qualities about yourself. And here's the thing, guys. I always say this, as long as it does not put a phrase on your, like, it's not imprinted on your forehead, or like you've been put a placard. We used to call it montos in high school, where you, if you probably speak in your foreign language, like mother tongue, you know, Maasai or Kikuyu or Jaluo, or, you know, we have a lot of many language groups in Kenya. We are so blessed. But yeah, so you're given a monitor. It was like, I'm a crappy English speaker. I speak Kikuyu, you know, I speak broken Swahili, I speak Shenzo. It was quite funny to me, you know. It was really rejuvenating because I used to get that a lot through Sheng. Anyway, sorry guys, I'm really bopping, don't know why, but here we are. So, lesson A on mental health, like on Just Chat Podcast, this is self-discipline characteristics. I'm just gonna point them out. I'm not gonna dig really, really deep into them. Definitely, I'm gonna explain, but self-discipline characteristics. What do you think they are? I mean, overview, before you even get deep into it, self-discipline is an art. Self-discipline is actually a practice. You need to practice self-discipline. Let me give a simple example of self-discipline. Making your bed in the morning, especially on a weekend. Guys, yo, in the past that has actually been a problem for me, like in the past, but yeah, I outgrew it. And yeah, but anyway, that was crazy, guys. Like waking up and you're stretching, and before you make the bed, you even start having thoughts of like, yo, I need to go to the washroom, I need to, you know, wash the house, I need to get breakfast. So there's so much, and you're like, let me go check first. Before you know it, you're like, I'll make the bed when I'm sleeping, you know. So I mean, that's lesson one. You failed. You literally failed in it, because you did not concentrate. Like, you did not put some discipline in yourself to actually be like, yo, when I wake up, the first thing I do is kneel down, pray, or whatever you do, I mean, and then like make the bed. As simple as that. That's gonna literally take you a minute. But if you have a master bed, it's probably 3 minutes. Or if you have someone that's gonna be like, what do you call this? Depending on the duration, yeah? You've already answered. I'm not the one who said the duration. You're literally the one who's thought of it right now. Anyway, back to the characteristics. Self-discipline, for you to actually imagine or manifest what you actually want, has to go to the head. And self-discipline is definitely mental, right? So, characteristic number one, you should have like a strong sense of purpose. I mean, you're imagining it, right? If you can literally have whatever you imagine and you want it, then I feel like you should have a strong sense of purpose. Vivid examples of all of these people we use, of course I'll use them because they're the common ones we talk about. Elon Musk, you know. Scratch that. We have Jeff Bezos and Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg. Anyway, those people, Bill Gates, yeah. We also have people like, what do we call them? Lately in Kenya, one of our young, you know, musicians who do shrap. Shrap is a new, you know, type of music. We have trap, now we have shrap. It's a mixture of kapuka, you know, we have drill in there. We have a little bit of, you know, Angie. So, I'm speaking about Boutros. So, Boutros actually bought land just recently, man. And he's quite young. I think 27, 25, 20, you know, right there in his, not in his early 20s, maybe in his late 20s, or probably turning in his early 30s. I'm not quite sure about the age, but yeah. So, yeah, strong sense of purpose. Always have a vision of where you want to go. Those are just vivid examples. Number two, we've literally talked about it. A strong imagination. Here's the thing. People think you go crazy when you actually sit down and you're like, what? Yo, I'm gonna get that car. So you see, Unachiki, I really enjoy staying around people who are like, yo, can you imagine like I have this car and I have this business and we have so much money? No, I'm traveling. Like, so much is running through their mind. You literally see them light up. They're actually not talking out of not caution. I'm looking for a better word. It's instinct. They're talking out of pure instinct. Sometimes they even forget you're there, or they do know that you're there, but they literally not even, they don't care about you being there. They're like, yo, let us imagine. So here's the thing. Imagination and vision are actually quite close. Because building castles in the air, building castles in the air, daydreaming for layman's language, it's quite interesting. It's more of you seeing visions. And this is where having a strong imagination, you actually act it out so much that it becomes deja vu. And you're like, wait. I think I saw this somewhere. Have you ever thought of deja vu being a manifestation of actually something? You don't have to dream about it. You thought about it. Maybe you forgot it. Put it in the back of your brain. Your medulla oblongata is just there chilling. It's like whistling. It's like, oh yeah, I'm just waiting for this time. And then all of a sudden, guys, you're like, hold up, I think I saw this. And people think it's actually cheesy that you're actually seeing something. But yo, number one, we're very, 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 you guys, if you actually just sit and think about the human anatomy, you're very special, like you're supernatural. Stop watching this Man of Steel things. Those things are just whack, trying to confuse you. Actually, think about your body and how it actually regenerates itself. Like you're cut and you heal. It's not something little. We see that something so little, but it's so mental that you can actually heal. Anyway, number three on self-discipline characteristics. Patience. Guys, if you all don't have patience, then trust me, there is no way you can actually achieve what you actually want in life. Now here's the thing. Let me enlighten you a little bit about time. You know? Time is actually quite interesting. If you sit down and actually think about it, it's quite interesting. Time is something that most people really avoid. But here's the thing about time. People, the self-disciplined, see time as a tool to their achievements. There is no, I am running late, I am wasting time, I am not taking this seriously. Time waits for no man. Like literally, if you waste it, it's gone. Like 2 hours are gone. Like they're not coming back until the following day. That's who time is. But if time is not a factor to get to your achievements, I also had the same problem of, you know, by this time I need to have this. It's okay. Have short-term goals, have long-term goals, but please do not put time as a factor to achieve them, because things do happen. We do mess up sometimes. We do get to backgrounds where we're like, man, I have literally not gotten to the point I want. And you look at the time and you're like, yo, I'm getting older. Will I ever get here? Stop having those men. Have patience. People who've actually succeeded have waited for the longest time, for the shortest period of times, for the exact time. And they never saw it as a problem. You know, financial independence doesn't just come in a whoop like, voila. Here we are, financial freedom. Nah, that's really not true. So patience is also a characteristic, and you really have to have that art of patience. Just teach yourself. There are, you know, handbooks and stuff that actually teach you patience. And the simplest way to teach yourself about patience is cooking. Like, you know, teach yourself to cook. If you love cooking like me, just go there and cook, because some things take longer and you're like, fuck, I'm hungry. Don't start eating from the pan or the sufuria, guys. No, that's not self-discipline. That's actually very bad. Very. No, but for a chef, you can taste. But I hear the chefs in restaurants don't taste the food. I wonder how they know it's sweet. And only put a pinch in their hand and they're like, excelente. Number four. Have positive role models, guys. A role model definitely will push you to the right direction. You don't have to know them. I mean, but I do advise, look for a role model you actually can approach. And someone who's successful. Don't just look for someone who's like, yeah, this is my role model. A role model is a person you feel like you share the same interests, and a person who's actually achieved bigger as a route to where you want to be. That's what a role model is. Literally, it's a person you look up to, a person who you actually emulate, a person who you don't want to become. As I said in my podcasts, you are not the same person. Your experience is totally different from someone else's. So having a positive role model, these people will criticize you and guide you. So always have a positive mindset as well. This is always about mental health. Like, you all need to actually sit down and restructure. Yeah, restructure, you know. Because you can restructure your mind. It's never going to stick. Let me give an example. I had a bad day yesterday. I'm giving an example. I didn't have a bad day. I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, I had a bad day yesterday, and today I wake up with the same mood. That thing happened yesterday. It's not affecting me today. So why should I keep on thinking about it? This is the thing. This is one of my motivation, what I use. So if you feel like you have so many bad things, you know, walk, think about them, let them flow. And then after they have flowed, put them at the back of your mind and don't use them against someone. Use them as rage or a motivation to actually succeed. Trust me, it works, but it really takes a lot. So having positive role models is actually going to help. You guys, which number are we? I think it's 5, right? Sorry, I lose track of these things. I get excited. So, number 5 is guys, I'm getting distracted. I'm happy. A positive sensory orientation. So, I'm actually... this is like deja vu. I've literally said what I wanted to say. So, now, what I said before about you having those senses of having a negative day, then change them to something positive so that you can succeed, switching them to a motivator, that's the ability to have a positive sensory orientation. Your senses are programmed to having something that's basically really, really, really 80% positive, and just the 20% is, you know, just trying to move you around and, you know, weave you to crazy, crazy designs of yourself. But yeah, that's life. I mean, life is literally like a long thread that you need to sew into a sweater so that it can look sexy. But I mean, it takes time, right? And a lot of precision. So, number 6 is self-assurance and self-confidence. One thing I've noticed about successful and achievers, like financially independent people, number one, there's a difference between being rich and wealthy. Let's just get that out there. You being rich and you being wealthy is totally two different things. Rich people shout, guy, wah. Oh my goodness. I've noticed something with wealthy people. They're more of the quiet, reserved people, very quiet, don't talk a lot, do their business and leave. Like, of course, they will be very, very verbal. They're very verbal, they express themselves and not afraid to say yes and no, very assertive. They have self-confidence, they do believe in themselves. Now, here's the thing, guys. This goes back to sometimes your childhood or the experiences you actually faced when you were young or when you were in university, campus, college, in your workplace. Because most people are psychos, like, whoa, yeah. And they can definitely try and diminish your self-confidence and, your self-awareness. Sorry, self-assurance. We'll get to self-awareness later. That's a topic on its own. So self-assurance is more of like you wake up and you're like, yo, whoa, damn. You look yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh, I look good, man. Hey, I look like a fitty, man. I look good. Eh? I can actually go. You know, that's literally you asserting to yourself that you're actually very, very looking. And nothing. I mean, not unless you have someone who really gets on your nerves. And I feel like that shouldn't be something to affect you. But you've already assured yourself. Trust me, that whole day, you will be confident in as much as any single person will be, you know, trying and come and mess with you. That this one, two people who just enjoy messing around with you. But yeah, self-assurance and self-confidence, that's one of self-discipline characteristics, guys. And you having that self-confidence asserts you for a greater future. Because you get to meet people, you get to interact with people, you get to have an aura, a different aura in you. Like, literally, it's a... sorry, it's a totally different aura when you're confident. People want to be around you. People see you and they're like, and you never know. Maybe it's a Friday or a weekend, you can get some Humpty Dumpty. Anyway, guys, sorry, I like such topics. I'm drifting a lot. So anyway, number seven. So we said self-assurance. Number seven is the ability to plan and strategize. This is where we find people being lazy. Like, if you don't have a vision, then why are you there? If you're imagining it, then you want to manifest it, then why the hell are you not planning and organizing yourself? You know, if you want a business, you need to have a business plan, you need to have a pitch deck, you need to pitch to these people, you need to have clients. Like, literally the nitty-gritty things that you need to start with is planning and organizing. An organized person does not have to be in, like, in work-related stuff. You can literally tell an organized person from them being neat, dress code, you know, the way they talk, the way they actually keep their hygiene, the way they actually, you know, if you've been to their places, you definitely see their plan and organize. Like, literally, it's as simple as that. That's how you grow and that's how self-discipline grows. Like, literally, it's as simple as that. So, guys, don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. I feel like I should sing today. Anyway, don't get me wrong. Being lazy is an attribute to people who definitely who are really self-disciplined in not wanting to succeed. You know, self-discipline can also be for lazy people. Like, I am disciplined not to shower. I am disciplined not to clean my crib, not to make my workstation tidy. Like, literally, yo, I am succeeding in failure. Yeah, but that's not why we're here, guys. We're here to, you know, push people to be the best of themselves and actually make something out of it, not depending on other people or the special ops, if you know what I mean, for, you know, money. I mean, money is everywhere. You just have to open your mind to the greater picture and know where you can get it and how you can access it. It is literally everywhere, guys. So, yeah. So now, here's the contradicting bit about self-discipline characteristics. Ability to experience, this is a point, this is number eight. I find it quite contradicting because people may think about it in a sexual way or in a nasty way or in a different way, but how I take it is more on a achievement-based type of way. So the ability to, sorry guys, the ability to experience pleasure. Literally from every single thing you do, you experience pleasure. You're cleaning the house, you're like, yeah, let's do this. You have literally gotten like a good job, you know, you're finding pleasure in it. And as much as it's not big, you've been tapped on the back and you're like, yeah, this is actually good for me. This has actually made me grow and helped me. So, I mean, you find pleasure in the little details of things. And trust me, you will always be jolly in your life. You'll just be glowing every single day. And, you know, and always finding pleasure is more of like even silence, you know. Ability to experience pleasure in the silence. From the people who I have actually let into my life, like not completely, but you know, they know me as quite a very cheeky person. I am very witty. I can come, you know. I find in every topic, I find just a way to twist it into something, you know, nasty and stuff. But yeah, but what was I saying? Anyway, and then all of a sudden when you're quiet, they're like, are you okay? Is your day going good? Like, are you easy? Because I'm used to, you know, talking to them, asking how they're doing. But when I'm literally quiet, they're like, yo, bro, something is definitely going on with you. And I'm like, nah, I'm fine. Like, I'm just chilling. Literally. I am just chilling. That's my pleasure. Anyway, guys. Two more points to go. And these people, these are characteristics of a self-disciplined person. They are always excited to learn. Like, this person is, just tell them something, you're like, well, okay, so how do we do this? I don't know how to do it. And they're really honest. They just like learning. This is the thing nowadays. With the incorporation of artificial intelligence and social media and robotics and technology, we've literally twisted. It's like we are the social media and the AI and the robotics things are us. We are meant to constantly learn. Literally, but we are doing the opposite. We are literally on social media, watching too many TikTok videos, concentrating on things that are unnecessary, while these AI things are learning on our behalf. And then we say the world is being taken over by these things. I mean, we are the guys who are not learning more so that our occupations and our, you know, credibility is not taken seriously. These people are turning to, you know, technology. It's because these things are learning. Artificial intelligence has learned photography. It has learned to write pitch decks for you. It has learned to write literally every single thing, even an essay, literally. And the funny thing is, we're comfortable. Why are we so comfortable? Those things will just take over and you'll be more of a cabbage, sorry to say. And you need to wake up, because if you're not always excited to learn about new things, it doesn't have to be book related. Just go out and learn how to sky cycle, you know, paragliding, tandem. Just let your guts feel like they're getting out of your body. It's still a way to learn. I mean, it's you're also learning a new thing, and that's how your brain grows. If you don't teach your brain to grow and just keep feeding it with plenty of social media shit, then trust me, you will become more of the social media. You won't become the one trying to change things. So learn about new trends, read books, and I don't mean audiobooks or stuff. Yesterday was an exception for me because I looked for that thing and didn't find it. I only found it on an audiobook. I am not justifying my horse. What I really enjoy and what most people I enjoy is reading a book, like a physical book. Keeps you away from the phone, keeps you away from notifications and anything, and actually pushes your mind to visually see what you're doing, because you're not on tech where you get constant vibrations and phone calls that distract you from what you're doing. So just always be ready to learn. Number 10 and my most exciting point, man, this might be very contradicting for some of you people, but I know, but here's the thing. Another sense or a characteristic, why is my tongue going rather? Characteristic of self-discipline is a self-disciplined person is actually quite stubborn and a strong work ethic. This person is not stubborn in a way like, wait, unani bosa asa. They're like, okay, if I don't do this for this person will keep, you know, coming to my neck, and it will definitely. So all this turns out to having a strong work ethic. You're literally just focused. You don't care about what people say, as long as you're doing what you know best and what you know is right, without failure to actually delivering 100%, then why not? Why not be stubborn? Why not have a strong work ethic? Let people talk. I mean, people who literally don't have a vision and don't have a strong work ethic, they will always try and push you down. And y'all can be a witness. You want to grow in your career. You try and switch up things. Someone doesn't want that. You try and open a business. Someone else doesn't want that. Like, but you have to keep being constant and consistent, because consistency actually plays a big role. Like, literally. If you imagine and you stay self-disciplined, self-discipline is actually the reward the universe gives you to success and your achievements. If you want to stop drinking alcohol, if you're a constant drinker, like Monday to Monday, you're like, oh, you know what? I can't stop immediately. Trust me. Maybe let's make it 3 times a week. And then after that, you're like 2 times a week, once a week. And eventually you've outgrown the thing. You're like, ah, not today. And eventually you've stopped. Same thing to smoking or whatever consumption you use. I mean, even for phones, you can limit yourself. Now we feel we are so dependent on these things. I mean, we need to commute and all that stuff. We're not like in the olden age where we used horns in Africa. Now, woo, and you're like, yeah, there's a message being conveyed. Man, guys were runners that time. Someone would actually run from somewhere like Nairobi to Nakuru to deliver a message. Of course, we had no borders and, you know, roads and stuff like that. So maybe it was shorter or longer. I don't know. I wasn't there. But yes, might be quite interesting to see. Maybe we can act it out or like make a film. But we can't run from here to Nakuru. Maybe maybe we can do Eliud Kipchoge type of stuff. Anyway, yeah, guys. So, hope you all learned. We're not yet done, but I hope you all learned about the 10 characteristics of self-discipline. Let me try and summarize them as quick as I can. So, number one is a strong sense of purpose, strong imagination, patience, a positive role model for yourself, positive sensory orientation, that's using positivity even in the nitty-gritty negative shit, self-assurance or self-confidence, ability to plan and organize, ability to experience pleasure, number nine, excited to always learn, and the final one, and the one that I really enjoy, is stubbornness and a strong work ethic. This basically places us to everything mental health. Everything mental. Let's avoid the mental health bit, because mental health and you understand what I mean, right? Yeah, so self-discipline is definitely mental. You have to decide, you have to stick to it, and you always have to make sure that there is a 1% change, maybe every day, every second, every month. I mean, 1% is actually quite a lot. For someone who's really, really learning how to grow and channeling my roots to literally every single aspect of my craft that I feel like I should really, really, really manipulate and grow with it, your self-discipline is a lot. If you want to achieve, you need self-discipline. If you're getting out of the employment sector, you know, you're sitting on the 9-to-5 and yeah, that world. Yo, for me, that's a prison. Like, fuck that. But yeah, I was there. I created a strong platform. But recently just decided to transition. That is why I gave you guys a snippet of the transition. So far, I can say it has been more rejuvenating. I'll be doing more of the handiwork soon. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in and for being there for me. Like, literally from 325 to 425 in less than a month is crazy for me. In less than 3 weeks, I think. And it was crazy. I just, you know, just check and you're like, you know what, I'm not checking it today, you know. I was trying to stay away from the phone and stuff, but yesterday I was like, let me just check how my podcast is doing. This means we'll be having plenty of consistency, plenty of new projects, plenty of so much more. I don't want to give you, you know, I don't want to jinx it, but thank you so much to the 425 and the new country, Morocco, for tuning in. Man, it has been a wild ride. I mean, from 2020, guys, I think it's September 1st, 2021, 2022, it's 2 years. doesn't feel like 2 years, but thank you so much. We've currently done 20 episodes. This is the 21st episode. I mean, guys, we are still moving and moving, more coming in, and I mean, see to the song. Here's my voice to you guys today. If your dream doesn't scare you that much, then I feel like don't do it. Don't go for it. But if it actually, if your dream scares you, you're like, not scaring you to a bit of like, you're going back and cringing yourself and being like, just feeling like a torn up lion or like a bird that has been rained on with fluffy feathers and stuff. No. If it scares you to a point and you're like, wait, am I the one actually doing this? Trust me, you're in the right direction. And if you feel like you are about to transition and you want to get out of something, here's a fun fact I learned yesterday from this self-discipline audiobook I was listening to. The first 5 seconds of your gut telling you to do something, do it. You know, run. Go to the washroom, go. After those 5 seconds, you always get this feeling of you're now quite skeptical of going. You're like, do I not? But the first 5 seconds are always right. And your gut never lies, guys. If your gut lies to you, sebu jite kamkutano. But some feelings about, you know, how you feel, your aura, how you feel about someone, how you feel about yourself, really take them into account. because everything that transpires to your success has definitely manifested in your mind mentally before you actually put it into action. So it's now up to you. I mean, the question of the day was basically, if I can get whatever I imagine, what do I want? Then what do you want? Self-discipline. Exactly. If you can imagine it and you have self-discipline, then definitely you can get it. Maybe as long as it takes shorter periods. We do have these people who are called one in a million. Just where? Yo, I don't know about these people. Like, pop, pop, you know? But I do love the journey. I do love the crazy, crazy, crazy days and the traumas that I had as a child and all that. It really molded me to be someone who's actually credible, you know? And I'm not looking for any, what do we call, acknowledgement or stuff doing this podcast. This is something I'm really happy about doing. And I'm happy that you are also happy listening in for literally almost an hour. Yeah. But thanks so much. I love you. Yeah. And always, always, always stay woke. Like, literally. The world is changing. Society is changing. Technology is actually taking over. So if you're not with it, then it's gonna be a long road for you. So anyway, welcome to Kenya, welcome to Africa. This is Danny the Storyteller. See you on another awesome segment, another awesome episode coming to you next week. This is about to be always a weekly thing now, so yeah, thank you so much, guys. Love you, love you, love you. To Morocco, walaikum salam. Thank you so much. And to everyone else, yo, I'm just happy that Morocco tuned in, guys. Yeah. To everyone else who's always been a loyal fan. Now we have subscriptions. Don't forget to subscribe. I have 2 episodes that are literally, literally paid for. Come on, guys. Make it something like an annual subscription of something quite small. So thank you. Support the craft. Support me. New projects coming. Now I know I am bopping. Drunk Coke. Fuck. Yeah, so see you on the next one, guys. Blessings. Peace.